سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان، صدق الله العلي العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders and my dear friends, God-fearing, taqwa is our success. Fearing Almighty Allah, we are nothing, our everything in His hand. He only controlling us. Even though our life, our death, our days, our nights, everything, even though a small leaf get it down from the tree to the earth, that also according to Almighty Allah's wish. مَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِهِ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ صَادِسُهُمْ. The three people gathered, they are speaking each other. Allah saying, I'm the fourth one, I'm there. A four group people surrounded, speaking. Allah saying, وَعَنَا خَامِسُهُمْ. I'm a fifth one, I'm there. Am I listening? إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Always the CCTV camera recording your all actions. When we are entering any premises, any masjids, any places, there is the message saying for us, the CCTV camera on progress, be careful. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. We are under His control. Our remote control on His hand. He is operating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declaring these things in the Holy Quran. Anyhow, He is expecting from us God-fearing. Fear Almighty Allah. Brothers, my dear friends, we have to understand what is the God-fearing. What is the fearing? It's like not a guilty person has a fear about the policeman. A child did something wrong at home. He's fearing his father. He might hit or he might punish. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty blessed us with uncountable boundaries, ni'mah, uncountable. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You cannot count it. From morning till evening, from evening till fajr, subah, morning, how many blessings we have? Can we count? Even though we are going to washroom and coming back, can you value that? My dear respected brothers and elders, my dear friends, the fearing meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us so many things. Allah given us this hand. Use it where we have to use this. Use this hand where you have to use. Allah saying, don't sign by this hand. Interest-based agreement. No, we are never ever going to do this. This hand never ever going to hit someone or take someone's property or someone's things. This is to touch the Holy Kaaba. This is to touch the Holy Quran. This is to touch our respectful parents. This hand to keep in an orphan's hand, head. This hand not to do the sins. Always we have to use, we have to think, Allah bless me with the two hands. Where I am using this? Where I am using? Am I counting the profit or interest? Am I counting the interest or profit? Interest is haram. I cannot use my hand, my pen for that. We have to understand, brothers. In the Holy Quran, there is a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never mentioned about the weapons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, there's no anything about the weapons. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran talking about the pen. About this pen. What a beautiful things. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. About this pen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking in the Quran, Holy Quran. The first reveal, 5 verses in the Holy Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talking about the pen. Alladhi allama bil qalam. Islam is not promoting the terrorism or promoting the weapons. Islam teaching us moral values. Use Allah's bounty where you had to use it. It's 2 eyes. Subhanallah. Can you value this? Can you value this? Khalifa Harun Rashid. He's the king of one of the Khalifa of the world. There was a cloud getting ready to rain, but just moving from here to there. He was addressing this, his king was addressing for the cloud of rain. Wherever you can rain, no problem. The benefit my government will get, because that much of big government. That much of big area. India, Middle East, India, Egypt, India, Iraq, Iran was under his control. He was saying to the cloud, okay, wherever you go, no problem, you rain there. The benefit will come to my government. People will lose their agriculture. End of the day, benefit for my people, my country. That much of big country. Ibn Sammad rahmatullahi alayhi visit him one day. He asked him, you think you are alone in the jungle. You left out everything. You don't have anyone. But you are the king. You need a cup of water. If a person wants to, he has a water. He is demanding from you, give me half of your kingdom, I will offer this water glass for you. But you will do. You are trying to your life. You need a water to survival. But you don't have a water. But you are king. You are struggling somewhere. Alone. Nobody to help you. You have a fear. You are thirsty. You need a water. Ibn Sammad rahmatullahi alayhi asking him, what you will offer for the glass of water? He said, I will be the kingdom, my kingdom. Then he asked again. Okay, you drank the water, mashallah. You went to the washroom to urine, pass. But your urine not going. You are suffering now. What you will do now? He told, I will go to another half to the doctor. Then Ibn Sammad rahmatullah alayhi addressed him. O king, understand, your kingdom's value is not even the one of glass of water. Your kingdom value is not even the one glass of water. You will offer this. A day will come for everyone. He will ask from Almighty Allah, give me some time. I will do some good things and come back. No, you never ever get the chance for that. لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ عَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ خَلَاص. You will offer everything that you have, brother. Never ever going to get the chance. God-fearing meaning, what Allah has blessed us, use that blessings according to His wish, according to His order. Allah given this eye to what? Read the Quran. Read the Quran. See your beloved parents.
www.acmyc.com.
Looking after your parents, not only the worship, ibadah, just you are looking him, them. You went to home after Fajr, your parents at home, sit in front of them, nothing, don't do anything. By these two eyes, you are looking your parents with the happiness, with the dua, mashallah, more than what you need, brothers. My dear parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us in the Holy Quran, teaching for the children to perform the dua, supplication to the parents. Everybody know about that dua. Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbirham, Huma, Kama, Rabbayani, Sagira. This is the dua, Quran teaching us to do on behalf of our parents, to parents. But dear parents, you have to understand meaning of the dua. Meaning of the dua. What's the meaning? We are never saying in the dua, oh Allah, please be mercy with them as they were mercy with me in my young age. We are not saying that dua. We are not saying like that. Be mercy with my parents as they were mercy with me in my young age. We are not saying like that. We are saying, kama rabbayani saghira. They mold me. They give me the very good tarbiyah. Because of them only I am a human. I got a very good guardians from them. They show me the path, successful path, life. Because of that only I am here today. I am saying, oh Allah, today they need the mercy of you. Please be mercy with them. Dear parents, we are very merciful to our children. But we are not molding them according to the Almighty's wish. There's no values. There's no values with the children. My dear parents, well, be careful. Our kids are never ever going to make a dua like this. Oh Allah, oh Almighty, please be mercy on my parents as they were mercy with me in my young age, small age. They will say, Rabbana, Rabbirham, Huma, Kama, Rabbayani. They mold me. They show me the right path. They take me to Fajr Salah. They teach me about the haram and halal. Because of that only I am today here. Please be mercy with them. They are not me. They went away from me as a guest of you. They came back to you. My dear friends, God-fearing meaning, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you, use that blessings according to His wish. We are in this country. We have so many obligations, brother. We have so many obligations. We have a parents, we have obligations. We have a wife, we have obligation. We have a children, we have obligation. We have a neighbor, we have obligation. We are coming to this masjid, we have obligations. I am saying for the entire Muslim Ummah, forget about your rights. Don't fight for your rights. Don't fight for your rights. Your rights can be claimed in hereafter, inshallah. In this world, Muslims
And Ahl-e-Kitab meaning Christians, Jews. We are believing on hereafter. We are not like a Hindus. We are not like a Buddhist. We are believing a life on hereafter, brother. These three religions only in the world, in the earth. We are believing on Almighty Allah, in one and only Allah. We are believing on hereafter. On hereafter we can claim our rights, but we cannot do the duty. We cannot do the duty. Duty can do here only. In this world, forget about your rights. Dear parents, forget about your rights. Dear children, forget about your rights. Dear husband, you forget your rights. Do your obligations. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'yati. We are in a beautiful country, brother. We are in this beautiful country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty blessed us with so many things. We all came from our origin place for this country because here we are getting the human freedom. We have so many kind of benefits. We are enjoying the life. Everybody is trying to get a citizenship here. Everybody wants to admit their children in school in Canada. This is our country. We have a certain obligations to do for this country also. Don't try always to the rights. Think what I have to do for this country. I have to add value for this country. Muslims population in this country can be about 2%, 3%. But our support, our values for this country have to be more than 10%. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Adin Madina al-Munawwara as a majority, as a minority. In life of Prophet 23 years life, he never been as a majority. He was such a minority. In Holy Madina al-Munawwara, subhanallah, there was a Jewish, there was a Christians, there was a Majus, there was a Munafiqeen, Mushrikeen. Prophet ﷺ leaving it all together. Muslims never been as a Muslim majority. No, no. Muslims live with the non-Muslim brothers. My dear respected brothers, Prophet ﷺ, what he shown us in Islam, in Medina life. He's always talking about what you have to do for the country. Imatatul adha anit tariq. Imatatul adha anit tariq. That is part of your believeness. You found something, waste paper in the road, what you have to do? What you have to do, brother? The municipal people will come and take. You have to wait for that. That is what your iman, your belief. Take it. Put in your own pocket. Take that to your car. This is my country. I have to keep it clean. I have to keep it clean. This teaching we don't need to take from the Western world. This teaching is in our Holy Quran. Your neighborhood, subhanAllah. How was addressing Prophet's neighborhood? Prophet was, I have a fear. I got to fear. On what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advising me about the neighborhood, about neighbor's rights. Till I got the fear, my ummah might have to give some portion on inheritance also. For the neighbor. If I passed away, my father, my parents will get something. My kids will get something. My wife will get something. As it is, my neighbor also will get something. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Almighty Allah addressing me evening and morning, Jibreel coming and saying about the neighborhood rights. I got fear. There are going to be a law, revealed law, divine law. I have to give some portion to my neighbor if I passed away. That neighbor, you can anyone, brother? No problem. He can be a Hindu, he can be a Buddhist, he can be an atheist, he can be a Christian. That is not our job. He's my neighbor. I had to be very kind with him. I had to be tolerant with him, brother. I had to tolerate with him. Muslim Ummah need for the tolerance. Muslim Ummah need for the tolerance, brother. India Muslim Ummah is speaking Arabic language. Most majority speaking Arabic language. India Muslim Ummah reading the one Quran only, holy one Quran only. India Muslim Ummah following the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam way of life. He is the role model for us. India Muslim Ummah facing holy Kaaba. We are united in 99.99%. We have a some kind of views, opinion, different opinion. That's come 0.0001%. But we don't have a tolerance on 0.001%. We are divided. We are divided. We have so many jamaat. We have so many things, my dear brothers, elders. Our strength is a unity. Our strength is a unity. The hand does need a five fingers. If we touch with the one finger on other hand, sound will be very less sound. If with the two finger, more. If with three finger, more. If with the all five fingers, that will be a very huge sound. Huge sound. We have a hand, but we have a one finger only. No sound. More than 54 Muslim countries, we are saying, where is our sound? That place I am saying, brother, we don't need to fight for the rights. Always think about the obligations, what we have to do for the country. We are not a guest for this country. I am saying for the addressing for the citizens holders. Who has a blue passport? Who has a PR? I'm addressing to them. You are not a guest for this country. You are a citizen of the country. In this country also, our hand has to up, not down. Al-yadul ulya khayrun min yadis sufla. Our hand has to be in this country also up, not down. Please, don't take the benefit of the country only. Do some benefit for the country also. Hospital need for your assistant. Some government property need your assistant. Go. Keep your hand up. Give them. Give them. You are not giving. You are taking from Almighty Allah's khazana. He is a treasurer. Keep your hand in Canada up. Don't keep it down. Always I'm taking all kind of benefit. Searching for the benefit. Forget about that. Do what you have to do for the country. Am I not a guest for this country? I'm a citizen of the country. This is my country. I'm going to grave here, inshallah. My grandchildren had to leave this country. The UN summit talking about the global weather. After 100 years, how this country's globe weather, how the going to be here. They are not talking about the tomorrow, day after tomorrow. They have a long vision. My dear respected brothers and elders, I am saying, as a scholar, as a priest, keep your hand up. Don't take all kind of benefit from the country. Do for country something. You are not a guest for this country. You have a voting right. Go and vote. To whom you vote, that is your right. That is we are not teaching for you. To whom you vote, that is your wish. Don't think entire system has to be Islam, then only we are going to Muslim vote. No, Yusuf alayhi salam was a minister under non-Islamic government. Yusuf alayhi salam was a minister, economical minister on non-Islamic government. If the Prophet of Allah can be a minister, financial minister, who was forecasting after 15 years economy. Not today, tomorrow. Not today and tomorrow. He's saying about that. ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام فيه يعاس الناس وفيه يعسرون. Subhanallah. He's forecasting an economic forecast. My dear respected brothers and elders, you all are not a guest for this beautiful country. This is a your country. Your generation's country. Your grandchildren's country. Treat them, make them very good platform here. Always don't fight for the rights. Think about your duty. May Allah grant all of us a tawfiq and understand for this beautiful deen and religion, and guide us and give us strength to be walk in a straight path. What a path Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing in the Holy Quran. What path shown us by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
قل للكون وقل.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. மேலும் இது போன்ற இன்னும் பல பயான்களை www.acmyc.com எனும் இஸ்லாமிய இணையதளம் ஊடாக நீங்களும் டவுன்லோட் செய்து கொள்ள முடியும். والسلام عليكم.
كم فيك سرورا وسلاما وطمئنا.